the news.
Ranil Wickremesinghe took over as Sri Lanka's president in July 2022, after a popular uprising ousted his predecessor. South Asian island nation was engulfed in its worst economic meltdown in 75 years. President Wickremesinghe has managed to keep a lid on mass protests and improve supplies of essentials. On March 20th, the IMF approved a $3 billion extended fund facility, EFF, to support Sri Lanka amid its economic crisis. The approval is expected to pave the way for other financial institutions to extend support to the bankrupt South Asian country. This opens the door to restructuring about $58 billion of debt and receive funding from other lenders. IMF program was made possible largely due to the untiring efforts of the president. The Sri Lankan president finds himself in a unique situation that allows him to implement IMF recommendations in full, a fact that the IMF wouldn't have missed. President Wickremesinghe managed this despite the unpopularity of his government. His party has only one seat in the 225-member parliament and must rely on support from the party of the person he replaced. Hours-long power cuts and queues for fuel that led to the downfall of former President Gotabaya Rajapaksa are gone, thanks partly to a fuel rationing system. Tourists are returning, remittances are recovering, and foreign exchange reserves are rising, though the economy is still contracting. Born into a prominent family of politicians and businessmen with large interests in the media, the lawyer and six-time prime minister has little support beyond wealthy urban voters. His ability to make policy relies heavily on the support of Sri Lanka's Pujan Peramuna party, which is largely controlled by the Rajapaksa family. For now, Wickremesinghe enjoys that support, and he says his country is on the right track. He is confident that Sri Lanka will no longer be declared a bankrupt nation, but a nation that can restructure its debts. The IMF bailout is expected to be a catalyst for additional external support, with funding expected from the World Bank and Asian Development Bank totaling $3.75 billion.